Recorded Books presents Never Miss by Melissa Coslin. Narrated by Nola Zandri. Chapter 1. Sarah Jean Rogers, she muttered. Elizabeth Jean Jones. Which ID to use this time? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. She held up the license in her right hand. Sarah Jean Rogers it is. She took the license with the name Mary Jean Smith out of her wallet and replaced it with a license with the name Sarah Jean Rogers. She finished cleaning out her wallet and put Mary Jean Smith away in the safe, closed the door, and checked that it was securely locked. She walked out of the shadowed storage space, empty except for the small but heavy safe bolted to the concrete floor. The space was a little bigger than her last storage unit, but it had been the smallest available, and she didn't want to go searching all over L.A. in this heat and traffic for a better deal. She'd enjoyed Montana much more, but she knew better than to stick around anywhere too long. And they wouldn't likely spend much time looking for her in a place like this, crowded and hot, two of her least favorite things. She pulled the overhead storage unit door closed with a clatter and locked it. Inside the car, Mac had his paws up on the window and was watching her. She made a shooing motion, and he scooted back over to the passenger seat, still watching her as she unlocked the car with her spare key and got in. What? She said. I left the car running. You were fine. He sat down on his seat and curled his fluffy tail around himself. She tossed her drill on the back seat floor next to the case for her Macmillan TAC-50 rifle, took a drink from the water bottle in the console, opened the apartment guide she'd picked up, and started scanning for studio apartments. Mac got up on his hind legs and pawed the passenger window. You want to hear and smell what's going on? All right, just a few inches. She pressed the button to lower the passenger window. She kept waiting for that button to stop working, too, like most of the buttons in this old Chevy Blazer. Mac stretched his long body to stuff his nose out the window. She smiled as he sashayed his tail contentedly. People were gathering at the end of the block of blue roll-up doors. She'd seen a poster in the office about abandoned storage unit auctions today. She decided to stay a little longer until she figured out which apartments she would look at and allow Mac to enjoy watching the people. She caught a glimpse in her rearview mirror just as Mac's tail stopped and his fur went up. There was a man walking up from behind the car. The man walked around the passenger side of the car, surely headed toward the auction. A low growl sounded from Mac's throat. The man stopped and looked at Mac, less in a shocked way, but more like he was intellectually curious. Is that a dog or a cat? He's a Maine Coon. He won't hurt you. Unless you do something stupid. A what? It's a kind of cat. He looked from Mac to her, made eye contact. She started to think he was going to say something, do something. She felt his focused attention on her like the weight of a piano. Then his expression cooled, kind of detached, and he walked away. She turned back to her apartment guide, not quite sure what to make of him. Mac purred, and she stroked his fluffy orange fur. Then she looked out the windshield at the man, now standing at the back of a small crowd. He stood straight with his arms crossed, and interacted with no one. There was something there, something a little different about him somehow, but she couldn't quite put her finger on it. Or was it just that he stayed back away from the other people that made him stand out to her? He was pretty standard-looking, tall, dark hair, jeans and t-shirt. Well, standard wasn't the right word. Around here, the lack of man bun made him seem unique. She laughed and went back to her apartment guide. She started making calls to a few of the apartments to ask some key questions, the ones she didn't like to ask in person because people looked at her like she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?